From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A British relief worker who was kidnapped in Afghanistan and who died during a rescue operation there may have been killed accidentally by U.S. military forces. NPR's Philip Reeves says Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron made that disclosure this morning.
When it first became known, aid worker Linda Norgrove was killed during a rescue operation Friday. International forces in Afghanistan blamed her abductors. They said one of her captors was thought to have detonated a suicide belt just as American special forces reached their hideout. Now there's a disturbing new version of events. Cameron told a press conference today he'd been contacted by General David Petraeus, US commander in Afghanistan, who said there was now new information suggesting Norgrove may have been killed by a grenade thrown by American forces. Cameron described this as a deeply distressing development. He said this isn't yet certain, and there'll now be an American and British investigation. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
A senior advisor to President Obama is indicating the administration opposes a national freeze on foreclosures. David Axelrod says foreclosures are a serious problem, but he's not sure about a moratorium, he says, because there are some valid foreclosures that probably should go forward. A number of lawmakers, including Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida, are backing the idea of a freeze.
We need a combination of a freeze, potentially, and also we need to sit down with the banking industry and talk to them about ways in which we can help them be able to work those mortgages out, because it's absolutely imperative that we keep people in their homes.
Wasserman Schultz was on Fox News Sunday. This year's Nobel Prize in Economics goes to two American professors and a London economist with British and Cypriot citizenship. NPR's Paul Brown reports the three are being honored for helping explain how markets for products and housing work and how economic policies affect unemployment.
Peter Diamond teaches at Northwestern University, Dale Mortensen at MIT. Christopher Pissarides teaches at the London School of Economics. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences says the three men have increased understanding of how unemployment, job vacancies, and wages are affected by regulation and economic policy. Two questions the men have studied are why many people are often unemployed when there are many job openings and how economic policy affects unemployment. One of their conclusions is that more generous unemployment benefits give rise to longer job search times at higher unemployment. Diamond, Mortensen, and Pissarides have also applied their theories to the housing market. Paul Brown, NPR News.
President Obama says much of the blame for the nation's anemic economy lies with Republicans and Bush-era policies.
The hole we're climbing out is so deep. The Republicans messed up so bad.
The president speaking in Philadelphia. He heads to Florida for campaign events today. This is NPR News from Washington. Hungary's prime minister says the company whose reservoir burst, leaking nearly 200 million gallons of caustic red sludge, should be brought under government control and held responsible for the damage. He says the firm's director has been detained. The BBC's Nick Thorpe says experts are due in Hungary today to help with efforts to prevent further leaks from the reservoir.
The European Union experts were especially requested by Hungary, which has been struggling to cope with the impact of the red mud, which covers an area of around 40 square kilometers. The mud has a very high alkaline and heavy metal content. The first task of the international experts will be to assess its danger to the groundwater, the soil, and as an airborne health hazard. A protective ring of rock and earth, 600 meters long and 30 meters thick, is being built to try to contain any new spill.
The BBC's Nick Thorpe reporting. Gay rights groups are again focusing on the Mormon Church in the wake of statements by a top-ranked Mormon leader that homosexuality is, in his words, impure and unnatural. NPR's Howard Berkus reports that a new national campaign is underway in response to those statements.
The nation's largest gay rights group says it has 100,000 petition signatures it will present to Mormon leaders Tuesday in Salt Lake City. Gay rights activists are angry about the comments of Boyd Packer, who was in line to be the next Mormon president and prophet. Packer characterized homosexuality as an unnatural behavior that can be corrected. The group, the Human Rights Campaign, says Packer's words are dangerous and could lead to suicides. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support